This conference is being recorded.
Okay, the conference call has started. We are being recorded. This is Bert Dubin. Welcome to the call. We're going to talk about what to do in order to get into the speaking business and be a major success. Now, right now, you're all muted. We're going to leave it in lecture mode with the people on the call muted for about 28, maybe 30 minutes. Then I'll open it up for questions. Then we will go back into lecture mode. Well, let me tell you, I know this business. I've been in it for a quarter of a century, made at least 10,000 mistakes and pratfalls and boos and goof-ups. So I've learned some lessons, and my intention on this call is to share those lessons with you. Let's begin with why you are to speak free when you start in the speaking business. You speak free to, look, and all those notes were supposed to be deleted, and they weren't. You speak free to learn the business. Your audiences will teach
Mary?
You more than I will teach you. Now, I don't know where that other sound is coming from. We'll just try to manage with it. So when you get out there and you speak for Rotary and Gowanus and Optimists and all the service clubs you can find, actually, the audience is there for you, even though they think you're there for them. Now, assuming that you know how to get to those service clubs where you can speak free, wait, I better tell you how to do that, just in case you don't know. Call the local chamber of commerce in your community. Virtually all local chambers of commerce have lists of the service clubs and community organizations, which they're glad to give out to anyone who wants them, especially for newcomers coming into the community. And then there's always a contact name and phone number. You call that number. You identify yourself as an expert on something you alone will know, offering to speak free for their organization. Some meet in the morning, like the Optimists, 7 o'clock in the morning. Some meet, at least in most communities, around noon. That would be the Rotary and Kiwanis and that sort. And many community organizations, especially women, meet in the evening. Now, in the daytime, you have 20 minutes. You'll only get to speak in the daytime. In the evening, they often give you an hour because you are the entertainment of the evening. Let's talk about what you are to do now that you've got the engagement, the no-charge engagement. Have something to say. Have something to say about which you have passion, a topic or issue that comes from your bones, from your core, from your essence, from your soul. And when you say whatever it may be that you say, be your message. Don't just mouth it. Allow your message out of your pores, out of your heart, out of your deepest feelings and beliefs. I want to tell you a little story about that. This happened about 10 days ago in Sedona. I was doing 5 days, 5 full days live in front of a group. And when my emotion got hard, high, how shall I express it? When I felt deep emotion regarding the point I was making, my voice would change. It would become more resonant, more powerful. So let your emotion out. Speak, as I said, from your deepest feelings and beliefs. Let what you say, let it be more than your words. Let it shine from your eyes. Allow it to be reflected in your stance and your glance. Let it even radiate from your fingertips. In other words, in front of an audience, be on fire. Give them much more than your words and your presence. Be so enraptured by your feelings and desires that you magnetize your audience before you even open your mouth. You actually make of yourself a presence. In fact, I must tell you, short commercial, I'm now doing something called a presence workshop. I think I'm calling it Presence and Personal Power. In due course, you'll hear about the next one, almost certainly in Orlando, this coming January. That's 6 months from now, 7 months from now. Now, the next question that people often ask me is, well, who will listen to me? Well, let me tell you at the start, who will listen to you? People who want free speakers. The nature of service clubs is that they have to bring in 52 free speakers a year. Most of them meet every week at their appointed time. And they love to have an outside speaker. They'll only give you 20 minutes. At that point, it's over. They all want to go back to their offices or to their stores, whatever it is that they do. They're all business people, commercial people, business and professional types, I should say, some management types. So that's who will be giving you the opportunity to speak free. And interesting things can happen. Let me tell you a story about one adventure I'll never, ever forget. I was living in Santa Monica at the time, speaking, as it happened, right there in Santa Monica. And as I finished 20 minutes, someone came up to me, and I could tell they were emotionally involved somehow. There was a man. He took both of my hands in his, very unusual for a man. Bert, I want you to know that after what you just said, my life is never going to be the same. And I could see him trying to control himself, and he had a pause to swallow. And he said, Bert, tell me this. What would you charge me to come to my company and say what you just said? Well, let me tell you, I said to myself at that moment, just to myself, darn, I'm good. And I named some fee, not nearly enough, and that was how I got started getting paid to speak. Now, the next question that I often get is, in what way am I to set myself apart from other people? Well, be exclusive. Be one of a kind. Be a specialist. Create a unique market position all your own and a unique topic. Now, immediately you say, well, how do I do that? Well, ask yourself what you have learned about life in the years you have lived life. What are your findings? What is your personal philosophy of life? What do you know about management or sales or relationships or communication? Or all of the many things that business organizations need more of all the time and will always need more of all the time, because people's jobs change. They take a person out of one job, put them in another, and that person has to learn new skills. So create a topic position based upon your topic expertise. Of course, I teach you how to do that when you work with me. And create a market position in terms of which market you hope to serve. For example, there are speakers who only speak to dentists. There are speakers who only speak to insurance people. There are speakers who only speak to hospitals, and even that breaks down into long-term care facilities, acute care facilities, and many, many, many other specialties, including every industry there is. There are the specialists in that industry. So speak about things you know, things you feel, as I said earlier, in your heart, in your bones. The intention is for you to make yourself special in your corner of the world, to be the only game in town, to know more about your topic or issue than anyone else on earth, and it can be done. Let me tell you how I made myself the only game in town 18, 19 years ago when I started being a mentor for my fellow speakers. I set myself apart from everyone else by making myself a marketer of success in the speaking business, not of my mentoring, not of my three thick manuals, not of my other publications, but of what people really wanted. They want the end result. Success in the speaking business, in my case. Now, in your case, whatever your topic or issue may be, find out by looking into your heart what makes you better and different. What is your unique slant? You can do this. You tune into yourself. You know, your creator, if your creator created every snowflake different from every other snowflake, then you indeed are far more important to your creator than the snowflakes. So there is something unique, something special, one of a kind about you. You have a talent nobody else has. I want you to engage it. Let's go further. Let's enlarge on that a little bit. You will have your knowledge of a topic, an issue, something having to do with an industry or a human condition. Yes, talk about that. Also include in your program what I like to call your heart message. Now, you may say, well, Bert, just what is my heart message? It's your philosophy of life. It's the way you feel about life and how one should conduct themselves, your principles, your values, whatever it is that allows you to make yourself different and special as a human being, possibly a more caring human being, a more empathetic human being. Let that find its way into the fabric of your program. You thus make your program a little bit more interesting. Now, people have brought the question up to me again, when are you to speak free, especially when you're new in the business? Well, you speak free any time and every time that someone wants you to. until the time comes that you know you're valuable, that you've had enough requests to come and speak, enough willingness for people to pay you to speak, to find, well, indeed, you do have value to offer. You are, in one way, adding value to the affairs of organizations, to the lives of people, by sharing your wisdom. Someone once said, from experience, from mistakes, rather, comes experience, and from experience comes wisdom. So if I've got any, I promise you I've made plenty of mistakes and pratfalls to earn it. I've also been asked, how do you break into the speaking business? There you are on the outside. You're on the threshold, looking in, and looking in. It looks so nice. You see these, you've heard about these speakers staying in 4- and 5-star hotels, traveling in the front of the plane, some of the time at least, eating in the white tablecloth dining room, being treated like someone special. Well, how do you make yourself that someone special? When I started in this business in 1978, my God, I'm only 22. I somehow started in this business truly with my first program in 1978. It only took me 4 years to go broke. That's all. All I lost was $250,000 of money I'd made in real estate. However, I learned a lot of lessons and I became a skilled presenter. Then I learned the business. That's what I didn't know before. I thought it was all about presentation. It's about marketing. We'll talk more about that. And so how do you get in? You invest in yourself. I continue, after all these years, to invest tens of thousands of dollars in research every year. This year so far, this is now late June, probably $25,000 or $30,000. I sit at the feet of every master, every guru. I'm not their disciple, but I am their student. And if I only learn one thing, and it's cost me $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, and that one thing helps me be more effective in helping speakers be more successful, it's worth it to me. You reach a point of scale. It won't happen in the beginning as you get started. You maybe only are investing pennies or everything anyone will give you free or everything you can tune into for just a few dollars on a teleclass. I will have some for fee teleclasses coming up, not yet. So don't hesitate to invest not just money but time. These days, right now, 2007, I'm investing 20 to 30 hours a week in pure research. Why? So I can stay on the cutting edge. I constantly focus. I constantly invest energy. I contemplate. I meditate. I look inside. I look outside. My intention, and this is what I want you to do, make yourself such a unique resource for the market that you serve, whatever that market may be, that there simply isn't a number two. Be so far out in front of others that those who would compete with you can't even shine your shoes. That's what I want you to do, and you do that by using the brains your creator gave you. Let's go further. Another question I get a lot of is, well, what about my day job? I've got a family. I've got kids. I don't want to put my family at risk. No, and I don't want you to. Here's how to make the transition. You keep your day job. Don't let go of it. Know that many, many conferences, conventions are on weekends. I'll tell you in due course how to find out about those conferences and conventions, the ones near you. Right now, do this. Keep your day job. Don't quit speaking until your part-time earnings exceed your regular paycheck. Now, for those of you who live in or near large cities, know that the major cities of the country, I'll name just a few and there are others, Chicago, San Francisco, New York, Boston, Atlanta, Orlando, San Diego, Los Angeles, Anaheim. Oh, and I haven't mentioned them all. There are a bunch more that I haven't thought of. These are cities where there are major conventions. Some smaller cities will have regional conventions. If there is a convention and visitors bureau in your town, and there very well may be, especially in larger cities, join it. When you join the CVB, as it's colloquially called, you get a copy of all of the inbound conferences and conventions coming into your city. And right there, without leaving home, so to speak, if you're in a major city, you can offer to fill in, get to know the people there, if a meeting planner should tell the people at the convention center, oh my God, somebody isn't showing up, we've got to have a speaker and we've got to have them tomorrow at 10 a.m. If they know you're around and you're local and you're willing to fill in and work for what the other speaker would have gotten, well, you're probably going to get the gig. It's a time, a chance to practice. Now, here's some of the, I will tell you in due course, I don't want to go into it right now, the exact details about how to find out what gigs are coming in near you. We will come to that. And do not quit your day job until speaking part-time produces earnings exceeding your regular paycheck. Now, for those of you who don't know the kind of money there is in this business, though we don't get into it for the money, we get into it to make a difference, let me give you some information that's real and current. A typical breakout session, not a main stage session, will be in the neighborhood of, at the low end, $3,500, $4,500, and as much as $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. Main stage presentations, the sky is the limit. If your name is William Jefferson Clinton, $100,000 will do. If you're simply a very great speaker, lots of speakers, lots of my clients get $10,000 and $15,000, and a few get $20,000, and some get more than that for 1 hour on the main stage. So the payoff is worth it. However, don't get into this for money. The money follows the service that you render, like the shadow follows the form. Now, when you're starting, you may wonder how to promote your speaking services. Let me give you just a few ideas that come to mind. If you are in a city that has meetings of the USA National Speakers Association, and there must be, 30 or 40 cities in the country that have one of those, go to their meetings. Attend their meetings. Look up NSA on the web, National Speakers Association. You'll quickly be able, through the website, to find out where the chapters are, 35 or 40, whatever the number may be. Go to those meetings. Then, if you're in Australia, and we get occasionally a caller from Australia, go to NSAA, the National Speakers Association of Australia. If you're in Canada, it's CAPS, the Canadian Association of Professional Speakers. If we have any callers on the line from Europe, it's the Professional Speakers Association of Europe. Many, many such associations. Go to their meetings. You pay money to go, of course. It's not free. But you get to meet some great speakers. You get to make connections. You get to network. You get to know people who are in the business. And you'll see they're real people just like you. Let's go beyond just that. Have the following approach to the speaking business, that you are a marketer first. I learned this the hard way. An expert second, and a speaker last. Now, why is that? Because until you learn to market, you're not going to get engaged. Unless your name is Elvis Presley or Frank Sinatra, but they're not doing this anymore. When you're that big a name, other Beatles, they're not around anymore either. Only one of them still is. When you're really big, people come to you. Mostly, you have to build your name and fame. It took me many, many, many years to make my phone ring and to make it ring consistently. It does not happen overnight. Now, since I said be a marketer first, let's talk about what it is to be a marketer. Marketing. Let me give you Harvey Mackey's definition of marketing. Marketing is creating conditions by which others decide on their own that they want what you've got. You may be writing this down. It's worth recording. Marketing is creating conditions by which others decide on their own that they want what you've got. I'll tell you more about that during this call and how to create such conditions. Now, many fine speakers don't survive. I've met some great speakers who went back to their day job because they thought the world was going to welcome them with open arms. It's a painful lesson. You've got to be so dazzling, charming, entertaining, gorgeous, brilliant, that audiences all but lose control, are beside themselves, go ape in your presence. There aren't many Sinatras and Elvises around. Most speakers are not that great. Now, I'll be telling you later a bit about the marketing part. Can't do it all in 1 hour. By whatever means, you've just got to attract those in your universe to desire what you want. Now, I've already told you, join your local convention and visitors bureau. But let me give you something not to do. Be very wary of speaker showcases. I must tell you about my Houston experience. I was speaking in Dallas for a seminar company somewhere in the early 80s. I went to work for a seminar company after going broke. It was so great not to have to fill the seats. All I had to do was show up. And I was speaking in Dallas, and I found out that there was an association called the National Management Association inviting speakers to come into a showcase, 15 minutes. And they were all going to be there. And I thought, well, maybe I ought to do this. So I invested several $100s, and happily I was already in Dallas, so the airfare was not so bad. And it was the next day after I spoke. And I went to the hotel in Houston, wherever it was, and there must have been 40, 50, 60 speakers, and some of whom I knew, mostly I didn't know. And they assigned the speakers to the time zone they want to assign. Well, mine was 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. Hold that in mind. 5 o'clock, I'm scheduled to speak. I went to take a look at the room in which they were placing me. It was an amphitheater. That's death. That's where you're at the bottom, and you're looking up at people, like an operating amphitheater. Well, I thought, okay, I guess I can handle this. Then at 4:45 p.m., 15 minutes before I was to go on for my one shot, having invested several $100s in a couple days of my life, the announcement came over the PA system. Everyone who wants to go to the big barbecue in the park, my heart sank already. The buses are leaving from the main entrance right now. Well, what do you think happened? I had 12 people who came to hear me speak. 12 people, half of them my friends, and the other half actually willing to miss the barbecue. Avoid speaker showcases. That's the point. Another thing to avoid are staged events by people with video cameras. You'll get a lot of these opportunities. There's another way to really make a mistake, because those who hire speakers for professional, real, live presentations recognized a staged speech from the first second. They can tell by the fact that everyone in the audience is so well-dressed. They can tell by the fact that the speaker is obviously on a small stage. There's no reference anywhere to the name of the organization for which the speaker is speaking. And the speaker, it's very obvious, is just doing 15 minutes of his or her best stuff. And terrible things can happen when they make the video and give it to you for your few $100. One of my wonderful clients, I'm trying to think of his last name, Ted someone, his last name evades me, Tim. Oh, Tim Shear, that's who it was. Tim Shear, some of you may know Tim, he's from Ohio. Tim, a great speaker, a really great speaker, did his 15 minutes. When they sent him his video, he saw himself sitting in the audience laughing at one of his funny stories. This is one of the tragic things that can happen because they don't edit these things too well. So what am I getting at? Avoid every kind of speaker showcase. We're going to go for about 6 or 8 more minutes, then we're going to open up the lines for your questions. Here's the next rule when you want to be a paid expert who speaks for money. Set yourself goals, real goals, measurable goals, goals with deadlines. Then take the bit in your teeth and go after those goals ferociously, relentlessly. And when you get setbacks, let them strengthen your resolve. I think it was Willie Jolly who said, a setback is just a setup for a comeback. Isn't that a nice phrase? I wish I had said that. A setback is just a setup for a comeback. Okay, now, let's go on. Question comes up, how do you know when to start to charge and how much to start to charge? Let me tell you my experience. Early 1980s, we're going way over 20 years ago, I was doing seminar company seminars, different city every day. You fly in the evening to the next city, I'll tell you that is hard work. You'll find out how to do those. Well, I was getting between $500 and $750 for a program at the time for a full day. They were charging, when I did an in-house for them, at the time they were charging $2,800. So when they went broke, which they did, and I went out on my own, I started to charge about the same amount. And by 1986, I was getting between $3,000 and $6,000 for an hour, sometimes an hour and 15 minutes. Don't say it can't be done. And I came in with nothing but relentless desire. I wasn't going to let anyone stop me. And believe me, it takes bulldog blood to make it in this business. If you just want to be in this business because you think it's easy, fast money, don't try. Be in this business to make it a better world. That's what you want to do. Now, the question has come up, how do you get free videos of you speaking? Of course, everyone knows you can pay to have a video made, But how do you get one free? Well, there's a technique. Number one, you speak for organizations with in-house video capability, and they bring that capability with them to the conference. Oh, that's all there is to it, yes. And then you bring, whether you wish to bring a DVD or a VHS, whatever the names are, and you go to the videographer and say, look, I'd love to have a recording of what I do. I'll be speaking at such and such a time. Would you mind making me a duplicate? They always say yes. They always say yes, and then you go and you pick up the duplicate. There are other ways to do it. That, however, is a very simple way. Let's for the moment talk about speakers bureaus. What is a speakers bureau? Speakers bureaus are in the employ of the people that run the conference. They do not work for you. They don't care about you. You are as important to a speakers bureau as a can of Campbell's tomato soup is important to a grocer. Because if they don't buy Campbell's, they'll buy some other brand. If they don't buy tomato, they'll buy chicken rice or whatever. You are the goods on the shelf. Speakers bureaus are not interested in you until you don't need them. They will rarely even take a call from you, unless you're unusually magnificent, until such time as someone calls them and says, can you get, fill in your name, can you get Vanessa, can you get Randall, can you get Sally, Chris, Roger, or whoever? And only then, only then do they get in touch with you and ask you to let them know more about what you do. Wow. Now, I'm going to go into an aspect of speaking which will take a little time, and it's a valuable aspect about how you market your services. Before I do that, I want to give you the opportunity to ask questions, and so I'm going to push what I have to push to unmute you. Let's see what happens here. Hello, guys. Can anyone talk to me? Okay, press 6 to unmute yourself. There we are. Press 6 to unmute yourself if you have a question, and I'll be happy to answer for the group. And we're open now for your questions. Now, if I don't get any questions, I'll go right back into regular recording. 1, 2
Hey, Bert?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Chris Bonney.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
I'll jump in with a quick question. Just, you mentioned the Speaker Association.
National Speakers Association?
Yeah, and going to a chapter meeting and that kind of thing. How do you feel about Toastmasters?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm glad you're asking that question. Toastmasters, of which I was a member, though I am not now because the chapter folded in my little town of Kingman, Arizona, couldn't get enough members. But I was in it when it was there. Okay, Toastmasters is a wonderful organization for amateur speakers. I recommend it for those who want to be an amateur speaker. However, it does not provide the insights and the education needed by paid experts who speak. Paid experts who speak need a whole new level of understanding, both of their industry, of themselves, of stagecraft and showmanship, and much, much more than they ever can get from Toastmasters.
Okay. Interesting. Great. Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Other questions? Why, we don't have many questions today. yes.
I'll ask one more.
All right.
How do you know if you're to choose, you know, your passion and what you want to speak about, how do you know how many other people are doing that same thing? You say be unique in the marketplace. How am I going to find all the people that are already doing it?
A very good question. And in the beginning, you really don't know. What you can do, however, is Google your topic. Just enter it in and try it with quotes around it, without quotes around it. You'll probably find some other people who are, and words relating to your topic. That will probably lead you to some websites of people who have something to do with that topic.
Okay.
That's the best idea I can give you. However, beyond that, once you get to the point where you're going to chapter meetings, meaning NSA, National Speakers Association, once you get to the point where you're going to national conventions of NSA, which I will be doing in about 2 weeks in San Diego, Then you meet your peers. And once you get to the point where you are a member of NSA, and you have to qualify something like 25 paid engagements or some minimum amount. I'm not sure of that detail. You can find out by calling NSA, however.
Okay.
Once that happens, then the speakers are listed by topic. And you'll see the names and access to everyone speaking about what you speak about.
Right, okay. I've looked there and just, you know, they list with some detail in their biography and what have you, but okay.
What is your topic? What do you talk about?
Well, client services in general, how to survive the client from hell.
I don't know of that as a topic as such, but what the heck, if that's what you talk about, do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. You'll create your own niche.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Now, are there any other questions?
Hey, Bert, Steve Hamby.
Oh, yeah, Steve. Hi.
Yeah, no, I have a question,
Steve,
following.
You're first, Steve. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question following up on the last one. Say you do decide tentatively that blah, blah, blah is my subject matter, and I think I will see how many people are in this space, and you do Google that particular subject or that word or whatever it is, and you find a whole lot of people doing it, or you find a very small number of people doing it, which is the good sign. Is it good to be in a place, they say that McDonald's always puts their restaurants where everybody else is, so would that be what it would be, or should it be, should you pray for a small number?
There's a two-word answer to that. The two words are, it depends. It depends on just how great you know you are, and it depends on what unique aspect of that niche you address. Keep in mind, you can create a niche within a niche and be the only one doing exactly that by doing it just for one particular market, for example, or for one particular type of person, or discussing only one aspect of it. It's a matter of using your imagination and asking yourself how you can set yourself apart from everybody else, Steve, how you can stand alone and be the speaker without peer. And it takes time to work on that. It takes time to develop it. And in due course, you do. It's not easy. It does not happen overnight. And, of course, in your case, Steve, you're working with me. I'm going to help you do it. So it'll happen.
Okay, great. Thank you, Brad.
Okay. Yeah, now there was another question I heard someone try to come in with.
Yeah, it's Susan in Boston.
Hiya, Susie. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm interested in the Toastmaster thing. I know, I understand what you're saying, and I'm in a really pretty advanced club, but I don't plan to totally quit, and I'm just wondering how I can make it better for myself. I'm an advanced speaker in Toastmasters.
Okay, well, if you probably got the various letters and so forth after your name, DTM, and all, I don't know all these letters. I never earned any of them, frankly. I never had the chance. However, what I would do, especially being in Boston, join the New England Speakers Association and go to those meetings. You'll meet people who are being paid megabucks to speak. One of the great NSA associations. Now, do you know where it is and how to get into it?
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes away. I'm on the list.
More? Okay, then go to those meetings. Wonderful people.
Okay.
Some of the great speakers of the world live in New England.
No, I have been. In the past, I've been. I just haven't been recently.
Well, I'm telling you, go back. You won't be sorry.
Okay.
In fact, let me say this for everyone on the call. When I struggled, sweated, and starved in my very early days, I knew nothing. I just knew I had this burning desire. I had to get into this business and lost all my money on the way. But gradually, I learned I got to go to these chapter meetings, NSA chapter meetings, and my real education began when I joined NSA and started going to the national meetings. I always encourage everyone to do this. You'll meet a lot of people who aren't so smart, a lot of newbies like yourself. If you're a newbie, you'll also meet some of the great speakers of the world. In fact, in my case, because I've been speaking in England and Australia and all over Canada and all over the U.S., I know many of the great speakers of the world. And some of them are my friends, mutual respect. I get their newsletter, they get mine. And that will happen, too. You get to know some very fine people. Okay, any other questions, or shall we go back to the regular?
So can I ask a further question?
Sure, go ahead, yeah.
Because my initial question was, how do I still make this work for me? Because it's a great sense of community for me. It's a really bright club. You know, I mean, there's mm-hmm. some amazing speakers in this group.
Mm-hmm.
How can I make Toastmasters work for me in a way it's certainly not going to be comparable. I understand what you're saying.
Well, just keep going and keep practicing speaking, but you're not going to get paid there.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's all there is to it.
Okay.
In fact, I must tell you something further about that. The founder of NSA, who I had the honor of knowing when he was alive, Cabot Robert, as long as he lived, he kept going to his local Toastmasters club in the Phoenix area where he lived until he got so ill that he couldn't go out of the house. He consistently supported Toastmasters with his presence, even though he was not just an NSA member. He was the founder, the godfather of NSA, and he stayed going to his Toastmasters meetings. So I don't mean the least bit negative about it. Please know that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, any other questions? All right, I'm going to do what I must to mute you, go back to conference mode and lecture mode, rather. Here we go. Okay, now, at least in theory, we're in lecture mode, and we're going to talk about something very, very important, the marketing of your services. You will find that in the beginning, it's a tough go. I am not going to mislead you. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. 9 out of 10 actual speaking engagements, this is tough news that many people don't like to hear, come as the result of referrals. Referrals and recommendations from people who already heard the person speak. About 1 in 10 is marketed in. Now, if you aren't, and that's how I broke in, and that's how Jeff Rendell, my poster child client, broke in. Just to mention briefly, Jeff, I told him how to do what I'm about to tell you how to do. And he went from zilch 5 years ago to somewhere in the range of $300,000 a year. He's doing very well. He's earned his CSP, Certified Speaking Professional, and he did it by following my guidance. Now, I can't tell you all that I told Jeff in hours and hours, but I'll give you a start. Write down this phone number. Write down this 800 number, 800-223-1797. That was 800-233-1797. Then get to extension 237, and you're talking to Stacy Gaines, S-T-A-C-E-Y, G-A-I-N-E-S. And why do you want to talk to Stacy Gaines? Because you will need directories of association meeting planners, of corporate meeting planners, and this is the source. You can get them two ways, printed and on CD. CD is much better because then you can sort to your heart's content. And perhaps you understand that. I hope you do. And when you tell Stacy that you are someone who knows Bert Dubin, and Bert Dubin told you that you get 30% off by mentioning my name, that's what will happen. Now, armed with that, you'll know all the conventions and conferences that are coming for the next 2 years all over the United States. Now, there is an alternate way. For those of you who choose to join your local convention and visitors bureau, you can get that information for just your local convention and visitors bureau, just the ones coming into your city. So it's either way that you choose to do it. It will cost money. It's not free. You will then know not only the fact that there is a meeting in a specific place on a certain date or dates, you'll know a phone number of a person who at least theoretically is the decision maker to bring speakers in. How about that? Now, write down carefully. I've got a lot of information to give you in the next few minutes. I don't want to talk too fast so you miss it. However, this call will be up. There will be a number you can dial to replay this call. So be patient, and we will get that. And maybe this call might end up on my website. I'm not sure. But I will give you a number however you can replay this call. In fact, let me give you that number right now before I give you this information. The free conference call playback number is 641-985-5054. Oh, I think I said that wrong. 641, correction. 641 is the area code, 985-5054. The access code you will need to replay this call is 909-975-pound. So if I give you this too fast, you can replay it and get it, hear it again and again and again. Okay, you call the number that is published in the directory, and you say to the telephone receptionist, who is arranging for the speakers for the meeting to be held, and I'll just make up a city, in Cincinnati on September 14th through 17th, 2007. And when you mention the name of the meeting, name of the city, the dates, they know that you know there is a meeting, you'll get a name. Okay, you get to that person and you say these words. Are you the person arranging to bring in outside experts who speak? That's the phrase to use, not speakers. Outside experts who speak to help add value for your your conference in Cincinnati. Make sure they know that you know where and when. Are you bringing in outside experts who speak? If they say no, it's all people in the trade, which means we don't pay anyone. Thank you. Say thank you and get off the phone. If they say yes, then you ask, how many are you bringing in? If they answer one or two, that tells you that they're bringing in an opening keynoter and a closing keynoter, and that's all. And if you are not a candidate for the keynote slot, the most highly paid and most challenging slot in the meeting, get off the phone. If they say 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, who knows how many, some conventions have 80 or 90 speakers, then you know that there are breakout sessions, and you may indeed be a candidate. And so when they say they're bringing in a number of speakers, then you ask this, what is the theme of your meeting? They always know the answer to that. Then you ask, what is the purpose of your meeting? Now, at that point, if you feel that what you've got to say fits that meeting, already you feel, yes, I can, what I have to say will help, then you might say, my topic is, and you name your topic, does it seem to you that this might be a fit for the meeting? And we'll say that you get a yes, and you will sometimes. Then you say, my fee range is between, and you name numbers, I'll make some up here, we'll say as a new speaker, between $2,500 and $5,000 for the program, depending on how much customizing I'm doing. And your numbers will be your own, of course. Don't make them too low. In fact, I recommend not going below $3,000, or they'll feel sure you're an amateur, not for a national convention anyway. Now, if let's say that they're still inclined to continue talking to you, you know you have a shot, ask them the following questions. And these questions are, what are the major challenges, the three major challenges this industry, your industry, is having now? And they tell you, okay, what are the three major challenges your organization is having now? They'll know these answers, by the way. There were meetings where all these things were brought up. And the third question, what are the major challenges your people, among your people, that are all kinds of intramural squabbling often in companies? And see what they tell you there. And then you might say, how many people are coming to this meeting? And what is the gender balance? What do these people do? Are they all managers? Are they all staff? Are they all salespeople? Are they all frontline customer service people? And you'll find out. They'll tell you. And meanwhile, you're considering the likelihood of your being able to add value to the meeting. You never want to accept an engagement, never, unless you can add value to that meeting. I must make a real point of this. If you ever show up for a meeting and it's a meeting where you don't fit, it's like going to the dance in a pair of shoes that don't fit you. You're not going to enjoy the dance. So make sure you're a fit. Now, there are many, many other questions. These are just to get you started. When you're my client, you don't even have to be my client. I have a product called the Triple Play, How to Triple Sales of Your Speaking Training Gigs. If that interests you, it's on my website. You'll find it among my products. And it takes me almost 9 hours on 7 CDs to tell you how to do this. Obviously, I couldn't possibly do it all as one part of a one-hour program. There is a bit more, however, that I do want to include. I learned this from the late, great Joseph J. Charbonneau, one of my early mentors who left this world much too young. When you feel you're ready to get off the call, there won't be resolution on the first call. Ask this question. What else do you want to know from me so that I may be considered to add value to this meeting? What else would you like to know about me so that you will consider me to add value to this meeting? That's a wonderful, wonderful question to ask. Now, if time permitted, I would go into more. However, I must tell you more about other aspects of the speaking business. The perils of being an independent speaker. Well, as I already did tell you, I went broke not once but twice in this business. I'd been extremely successful in real estate, and I thought the world was going to sit at my feet. Turned out they were getting along very well without me until I learned about outbound marketing. Now, the possibilities, so you can go broke, and I don't recommend that, though some of us must do it. I needed to do it twice before I figured out the game and got good. And for what it's worth, as a speaker, after a few years, I was well into the six figures. It's never been worse for me, comfortable six figures. You know, you get to the point where you don't have to look at the right side of the menu. And instead of just getting a room in the hotel, you can get a suite in the hotel because you know you're worth it. Well, the possibilities of being an independent speaker are awesome. Travel the world, being paid to travel the world, if you want to do so. Sit down at dinner and breakfast and lunch with presidents of companies, CEOs, and they're doing it because they want to pick your brain. They're treating you as a peer, being honored and respected, ultimately developing a product line, and much, much, much more. It becomes a charmed life. You enter a realm of living that most people don't understand. That includes my own family. They still say to me, when are you going to get a real job? Many people just have no idea. Now, if you are to get there, if you are to enjoy these possibilities, I want you to find your North Star. Now, what do I mean by that phrase? Find your North Star. Your North Star is your personal mission, the difference you want to make in the world or for a certain industry or a certain type of person. Just as the North Star allowed mariners to set their course and stay on course back in the days of pure sail and sextants, that's what your personal mission does for you. Put your mission, whatever it is you are here to do, in writing. Be sure it is transcendent. Now, if it is less than transcendent, it won't work. How will you know when your mission is transcendent? Let me tell you. When you awaken one morning, realizing that you no longer have your mission, instead your mission has you. This happened to me this morning. This morning I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. I don't usually get up quite that early. But the moment my eyes opened, I remembered certain specific things having to do with my speaking business, commitments to clients, and response to emails, and things that I needed to do. Well, I got out of bed charged, just feeling great, got into the shower, all the things you need to do in the morning, and by a little after 5, I was at my desk making a difference. That's this morning. You'll find that having a mission is so energizing. You are caught up in the rapture, the energy, the power of your mission. You become a mission samurai, an absolute warrior. Now there's more. There's more. We have about 12 more minutes of content before we open it up for Q&A and go for possibly as long as another 15 or 18 minutes, which is as long as a CD will last. Well, a speaker writes. Now, I never knew I'd become a writer. It was never, ever my plan. Today, I have a couple hundred articles, most of them on the web somewhere, 35 of them on my website, free and downloadable and printable. I've got 800 pages of wisdom I put into my Speaking Success System notebooks. So you find yourself writing, and all you do is transcribe your speeches, and there's your first, and clean them up a bit, and there are your first articles. You'll also find yourself consulting. Let me give you an example of that. I was speaking for the International Fence Industry Association many years ago, about 19, 20 years ago now, in Heinz Auditorium. It was then the Convention Center in Boston. And I was the keynoter. I don't do a lot of keynotes. However, I was the keynoter at that program. And I said one thing which caused someone to call me up. I said, if there's anything I do not completely give you right now, here is my phone number. Feel free to call me. I'll be glad to expand on this topic because I want to really give you value. Well, I got a call when I went home. I was home a day or two later. just a day or so after I got home, Bob, I forgot his last name, president of a company, Bufftech Industries, as it's called, in Buffalo, New York, called me and wanted me to come back and consult with him. They were having some problems. We arranged that I could come back the following week, put me up in a nice hotel. We spent 2 or 3 days in a conference room dealing with many issues. I think I got $5,000 a day at the time, but today would be at least twice that. And out of that, I was back again a week or two later to put on a live seminar, which I allowed them to record for their dealers, so their dealers could use the cassettes. There were cassettes back in those days. They could use the cassettes to educate the dealer salespeople all over the country. That was another $15,000 or $20,000. I think about $35,000 total. And all that happened because I made one offer during my keynote. I said, I'll give you my phone number right now. Call me if you have any questions. A speaker also finds himself or herself training. You see, in a main stage presentation, a general session speech, there you normally talk about the what to's, that's W-H-A-T. In a workshop or breakout session or concurrent session, all the same thing, then you show people the how to's. That's what the difference is. And so when you create your main stage presentation, make it mostly what to do. Then create a longer program capable of being stretched from 2 or 3 hours to a full day or even multiple days. Then you show them the how-tos and have a lot of participation when you do your multiple program. Okay, we have just another 9 minutes or so before we move into Q&A for those who have questions. So let's talk about something else, a vital component of making yourself a success in the speaking business. Here it is. Have integrity. Have integrity that is absolute. Would you go driving in a car with a tire that wouldn't hold air? Of course not. Would you go sailing in a leaky boat? No. When the skin of a fruit is broken open, the fruit begins to rot right there. Nature also insists on integrity. Now, when you're a speaker, you make commitments to show up thousands or many thousands of miles away. When I spoke in Australia from Los Angeles, from where I now live in Kingman, it was about a 14,000-mile trip. Not 14,000 miles. 14 hours over the Pacific nonstop. Once I got from Vegas to L.A. or San Francisco. If I were speaking in Perth, add another 5 hours from Melbourne to Perth, the other side of Australia, Australia's west coast, if I recall correctly. So when you make a commitment, you're going to show up somewhere. Boy, you better have integrity because hundreds of people or thousands of people rely upon you. And if you don't show up, your name is mud in the speaking business. So you must be ready to go on and be good. Show up. Get that one. Show up with everything in place. Be even better than represented. And what about your integrity with regard to your audiences? What about my integrity with regard to you? I promised you that in this hour I would give you ideas on becoming a paid expert who speak, and I am talking a mile a minute, squeezing in everything I can, knowing you can listen to the recording later and take your time making notes. All right, let's go to another aspect. What are some of the things you need to know as you get into this business? Who are you to make your friends? Let me tell you, don't make your friends of failures. Associate with brilliant achievers. When I came into NSA, I wanted to know who the movers and shakers were. I wanted to know who the people who really know were. And I got to know them. Most of the people you'll meet at these meetings are ingenues. They don't know any more than you do. Only about maybe 20% of the people you'll meet at the national conferences of NSA, at the meetings, the NSA local meetings, chapter meetings, most of the people are newbies. Most of them want to learn the business. A handful are real experts. Get to know who those real experts are. You want to associate with people who are already reaching for lofty outcomes, dedicating themselves to worthy attainments. People who are already making a vital difference for others and themselves. People who are super positive. People who build you up by their presence. I want you to shun ordinary workaday types who lack a sense of their latent magnificence. They just don't know about it. And strangely and sadly, even the members of NSA, one-third turns over every year. You need to know that. You got to find the real leaders, the real master. There's the one you want to associate with. Let's talk for a few moments about the speakers markets. We have the K-12 market. If you love kids and you'd like to speak to children, grades kindergarten through fifth grade, grades 6 through 12, that's the K-12 market. By all means, that's a market worthy of going into, and I have a something I market. It's not on my website now. It's called Do Good and Do Well, Serve the Education Market. You might want to speak for colleges and universities, the continuing education department of most colleges and universities, or possibly for seminar companies, Career Track, Fred Pryor, American Management Association. I'm sure you get things from them asking you to come and attend their seminars. Well, write them a note and say, I'd like to speak. Fred Pryor, one of the great ones, and Fred was a great man. He's now retired and wealthy. However, his organization will now train you to be a seminar speaker. Did you hear that? They'll take you for a week. They'll charge you a few $100s wherever they do this somewhere in the country. And that doesn't mean they'll promise to hire you. They make money from people who want to be speakers. And it's one way to get your foot in the door. Do what you must. Credit unions are an excellent market for speakers. In my early days, when I was willing to work for $2,000 or $3,000, I did pretty well with credit union leagues. Write that down, credit union leagues. And they have you can look up credit union league in Google, though you'll find where their headquarters are. Cruise ships are fun. I've spoken on a cruise ship only once, actually. I sponsored the cruise. I was the speaker. And you can also be the speaker brought on just because you have a useful topic. I teach a lot about that. You might Google and see if you can find some information. Corporations are the primary market, along with trade and professional associations. These are the two major markets for speakers. Other interesting markets are government at every level. I've done things for the United States government, for the Navy, for the Army, for various departments, all of the agencies. They all bring in speakers. Now, with the government, there's a little rule they have, and you better know this in front. If you want to do a government program, number one, you have to be on the list of preferred vendors, and you can look up Department of Commerce, find their web address, and you can learn what you have to do to become a preferred vendor. It can be done. And then know this, they do not pay you in front, not one penny. They do pay you your full fee 30 days later. You've got to know that. I remember I did something at Pearl Harbor for the Navy, and 30 days later, there was a check in the mail, just the way it is. You got to know that. They do not pay anything in front, and they don't pay any expenses. You also need to know that, just the way it is with the government. So they want a flat fee delivered, and that's that. Now, before our hour is up, I want you to know this. I have three special reports. You don't have to write down the names of these reports. It's always the same three. And if you've asked me for one of these before or for all three, don't bother asking again. You'll get the same one. The titles are How to Be a Genius on the Platform, 6 Stars Share Speaking Success Sticks, and 7 Keys to Speaking Success. Now, if you would like these three reports, they sell for $18. I'll give them to you on this call free. I'll even pay the postage. They are hard copy. Send me an email. Include a physical address, important, a physical address where I can mail these, and I'll mail these to you on my dime. I want you to know that. I also have a letter that some of you may or may not get, the Speaking Biz Strategies letter. To get yours, just send an email to bert@bertdubin.com or go to my website, or you can sign up right on the front page of my website, and I'll not only send you a subscription, a free subscription complimentary to that letter. In addition to that, I'll go to another level and send you a 7-part course on success in the speaking business, which goes into much more detail, much, much, much more detail. Actually, 8 parts of the world must be known, and they're in print. Come to you as PDFs. Okay, our hour is approximately up. Now, the recording will go on, and I will go on. So at this point, I'm going to unmute the telephones. For those of you who must leave, thank you for being on the call. I appreciate you. And if you want me to be of some use to you, call me at 800-321-1225. I'll be happy to talk about products that I've got, services I can provide for you. I can help you go all the way to the top. That's what I'm doing with many clients, including one on this line right now, and he knows who he is. So again, I thank you. I'm going to unmute the lines. So the official call is over. We now go into Q&A. Okay, you should be unmuted, folks. Are you there?
We're here.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. Okay, now the next up to the next 16, 18 minutes at the most, I will answer any questions you've got. But you must ask them.
Hi, Bert.
Yeah, hi.
This is Vanessa.
Yes, Vanessa.
Do you recommend setting up a website?
Absolutely. And let's talk about that for a moment. Not only ought you to set up a website, get your own name as a URL. Steve, are you still on this call? Apparently Steve left the call. He's my client. I forgot to tell him to get a URL of his own name. Yes, Vanessa. Whatever your last name is, www.vanessa.com. Get that URL. It'll only cost you a few dollars at GoDaddy or your own choice of wherever you want to go. You may want to use it, and you don't want anyone else to use it. I'm fortunate. I have BertDubin.com. There may be other Bert Dubins in the world, and there may be other Vanessas in the world. So protect yourself. That's the answer to your question. Yes, get a website, and more importantly, get the URL now, even before you have a website.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bert?
Yes.
This is Elaine Savage.
Hello, Elaine Savage. How are you?
You didn't know I was on the call. But
no,
I was.
You snuck in and didn't
I
say
did. It. I did.
How about that?
I have a
you?
Question. The directories of corporate meeting planners, that's national directories.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so that's also going to have the meetings in your own city.
Well, if there are meetings in your own city, if you live in Podunk, Iowa, and they don't hold meetings there, you won't get anything in your own city. It'll have all the national meetings.
Okay, so my question is it a good idea to get to also join the Convention and Visitors Bureau in your own city if you live in a
yes.
meeting
yeah.
area?
In your case, San Francisco CVB, absolutely. Yes.
And also, is it worth getting them the directories of corporate meeting planners if I wanted to speak other cities?
Of course.
So both.
That's my recommendation. You see, these things cost money. They're not free. To join the usual Convention and Visitors Bureau will run, $400 or $500, somewhere like that. To get these directories, the CD version that I recommend, because you can sort and match in many different ways and thus pick out your targets better, sells for somewhere around $1,000, $995 last I heard, and 30% off when you mention my name to Stacy Gaines. I gave you that phone number earlier.
Yep, I got the phone number. Okay, also I got the phone number, but I'm not sure I copied it right. Do you have it
here
right
it is
here?
Again, 800. That's 800-223-1797.
Extension 237.
Yeah, Stacy Gaines.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm open for other questions.
Bert?
Yes?
It's Mary from Ontario calling.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm just wondering if you have a similar contact for directories in Canada.
As a matter of fact, I do. You call, get ready to write down.
Uh-huh.
You call this number from within Canada. This is only good within Canada. You can't get to this 800 number I want to give you from outside of Canada. Call 800-387-2689.
Uh-huh.
You're calling Micromedia Limited every February now. They publish the annual Directory of Associations in Canada. The last time I checked on their price, it was $325 Canadian, of course. And they can tell you more about that. But that's the one for Canada. Thank you for asking me.
Thank you.
And by the way, I've spoken quite a number of times in Ontario. I love coming to Toronto.
Oh, that's good. I hope to see you next time you're up this way.
Well, get the Toronto chapter of CAPS to invite me, the Ontario chapter. I've spoken there once already many years ago.
Well, actually, you talk about CAPS. You've provided some good information there. I started out, I'm very involved with Toastmasters, and doing well, and I really enjoy it, but I think you're right on as far as it's limiting to where I can go, so I'm looking beyond that to cats.
Well, by all means, they're wonderful people. You'll meet, among other people, Rosalie Moscow, my longtime client. She lives in Toronto, and I think she attends faithfully every meeting. A number of other clients of mine are in Ontario, and you'll get to know them up there.
Yeah, thank
Great
you.
Place. You're more than welcome. Okay, other questions?
Hey, Bert, this is Steve Hamby again.
Hi, Steve. Oh, Steve, did you get that information? I wanted to be sure you heard. Get a URL for Steve Hamby.
Yeah, I have that.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to be sure. Okay, what's your question?
Stephen Hamby and Dr. Hamby, all those. You mentioned at a certain point a while back that on the call that I think something to the effect that the successful speakers get to the point that 90% of their business is through referral. Can you give me just some ideas, the benchmarks about that, like the time frame necessary or whatever might be the variables that helps a person get to or not get to that threshold?
Well, there are many variables, far too many to go over on this call. However, I'll tell you what I can in a few moments. I mean, during the next few moments, I will tell you what I can. Number one, sometimes speakers are booked 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months, even 11 months out. And sometimes they're booked only weeks out, sometimes even for main stage presentations. So one variable is how far in advance of the event to call. And you don't really know. There's really no way to know. So what I do on the original call, I say, are you now at the point of making selection of speakers, of experts who speak to add value, or are you waiting until after your keynoters are selected? That's a question I didn't mention earlier. I'm mentioning it now. And you want to call just about the time they're starting to consider who the speakers they will have are. And let's tell you a bit more about that. Once they have decided on the theme of the meeting, on the purpose of the meeting, on how they want their attendees to feel when the meeting is over, on what they want their attendees to do when the meeting is over, Steve, then they shop for the keynoter. The keynoter or keynoters, sometimes there's more than one, are the highest paid and most important speakers, usually their names of one sort or another, at least within the industry. And only after the keynoters are selected and that money is out of the budget, they see how much money they have left, and then they go after their workshop presenters and maybe some general session presenters too, none of whom will make as much money as the keynoter. Did I cover that adequately for you?
Well, it's a little bit of a different question, I believe. You had mentioned that, I mean, obviously the big guys like Bill Clinton and so forth, it's almost all by, referral people call him and so forth. But to get to that point, it's a more arduous path, like the outbound phone calls and that kind of stuff. What I'm saying is, do you have any thoughts as to what differentiates the people or the practices of those people that get to that point that they're getting all of their business or most of it through referral versus the people you have to keep, beating down the doors?
It happens for individuals when the individuals get so good as to make a name for themselves. Now, let me give you an example. I've mentioned Jeff Rendell, who, of course, as you now know, did not show up in Sedona because he had a full-fee engagement that fell into his lap in Wisconsin, and he already was in Wisconsin. One of these things you just can't refuse. Now, when you get to that point, the deals will tend to fall in your lap. But first, you must build your name and fame and be recognized as someone absolutely credible. I can't make that more clear. In the beginning, it's a tough struggle. It's getting into orbit. Do you know the average spacecraft uses more than half of its fuel just getting away from the Earth's atmosphere? So it takes tremendous energy just to get your speaking career off the ground. This doesn't mean it won't happen. It will happen. It happens for people who are champions, people who have bulldog blood. You've heard me talk about bulldog blood. Most people do not have what it takes. They fall out. The ones that make it are the champions. I like to work with people like you, Steve, champions.
Hi, this is Bob from Atlanta.
Hiya, Bob.
I have a question for you. I've been a public speaker now for about 25 years.
Wow.
And throughout that period of time, the basic response that I get from people is that I'm extremely gifted in this area. I myself feel it is my natural gift. I have my own radio show that's on a prominent radio station. It's been on the air for about over 10 years. I've had regular gigs on television. I've spoken at conferences. I have several books out, 50 recordings out, a website. And like I said, I've been doing this for 25 years. And I am annually surprised that I'm not number one in my field, that I'm not getting the level of professional success that I thought I was going to achieve decades ago. Am I doing something wrong?
Well, obviously, I have no way of knowing, Bob. Tell me what your last name is.
My last name? I'd rather not. Well, I guess I will. Well, I prefer not to say my last
name.
Okay,
fine. That's fine. Well, look, this is what I do. I teach people to go from being ordinary to being spectacular. Now, you know how to reach me. You know my 800 number. You've seen my website, I guess. Do you get my newsletter, Bob?
No, I don't. I just found out about you through my friend Steve Hamby.
About that. Oh. Well, Steve, thanks for referring Bob to me.
We just recently met after a long period of not seeing each other at a recent NSA meeting here in Georgia.
How about that? Okay, this is what to do. Go to www.bertdubin.com. Or if you like, go to www.speakingsuccess.com. Same place. Upper right-hand corner, you'll see a place to sign up for my newsletter. Sign up for it. It's complimentary. You'll get that 7-part course plus a newsletter every month, plus almost every month, not this month, I make a marketing offer of some sort, some product of mine I put out at a special price. And that's a very good thing to do, by the way. Brings me in a few $1,000 a month that wouldn't otherwise come in. Never hurts. It's one of the reasons I don't have to look at the right side of the menu. It's nice. And get to know me a bit through Steve, since you know Steve, and then consider getting me to be your mentor. I can help you go to the top. I have one client, he was named Chris Widener. Last time I spoke with Chris, he's a graduate of my services, he was bringing in $1,200,000 a year, more than half of it from product sales. And I've got other clients, $750,000, $500,000. Though you don't get into this business for the money as such, but in your case, I'd say there's probably some tweaking needing to be done somewhere in the way in which you're positioned in the market, the way in which you're packaged, the way in which you present yourself, or maybe in the way you market. Well, I'm an analyst of these things. I'm a researcher into this stuff. So I don't want to make this a pitch. Let's just say get to me on a private line, so to speak, though not immediately after this call. I have a dental appointment I have to go to. But get back to me, get my newsletter, and I'll share the options with you. Everything I do is guaranteed. You can't lose. All right?
Okay, I'll certainly do that.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, we have just a few more minutes, a maximum of 4 more minutes. I'll handle any questions in the next 4 minutes, and then I must get off. Well, I don't hear any more questions. All right, then I will say thank you to everyone who has joined the call. I really appreciate your investing time to be with me, and I will look forward to talking to you, hopefully as soon as possible. And we're now signing off.
Thanks, Bert.
Thanks, Bert.